Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
let's take a quick trip back to 2019.
When a certain team from the nation's capital ruled baseball.
Okay, Patrick, before we start, one thing I want to mention is how much we appreciate all of our interns, of course, but in the context of this episode, especially intern Matt, who puts together all the correspondence for us and organizes it and sorts it and puts it in documents that I can understand, which is really important. So,
And also, I want to thank him for wading through the difficulty of copywriting it, submitting it to the Library of Congress. Each episode is patented by us and put in there. So, yeah, thank you, Matt.
So it's
all for no money.
It's a great service that he does, not only for us, but for you, the listeners, because without him organizing all this stuff, I don't know that any of it would make it onto the show.
No. It'd be a long shot.
Yeah, anyway. So, because what we do here on Rockin' the Suburbs, and I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
What we do here is we always, at the end of the episodes, we'll say you can call, leave a message, you can email, you can find us on the social medias, all that stuff. And then people do take us up on that, and they call, and they email, and they comment. And that's a lot of work to put that into something that then could be usable for a future episode. So, again, we thank Matt for that.
God bless you, Matt. And I'll tell you this. It's also amazing, Jim, that we love this part of the show so much. Like, to me, like, just listening to what the listeners' reactions are to some of the stuff we say is so gold. Yet we rely on Matt to do everything for us.
Well, I know.
It's almost as if we trust him implicitly, which we do.
We do, absolutely.
And so that's why this is gold, what you're about to hear, folks.
Okay, so this episode, the topic is going to be new music. And regular listeners will know that every month we do like a new music roundup of songs from the previous month. And that includes listener contributions as well.
Yep, Stephen Rattledge.
But this one, this particular episode, we're doing it on its own because it addresses a lot of new music picks from listeners that didn't necessarily fall into the proper months when we've done them before. So this is kind of a roundup of new music over maybe the last several months that people have submitted to us. Okay.
Yeah,
so it's a hodgepodge, I guess would be a good word to use. Yes. All right. So I'm going to start here on this grab bag of new music with a call. All right. Let's do a call.
Hello, Jim and Patrick and interns. This is Mark Niece calling from Okemos, and I'm just calling with a suggestion for your new music segment for June or July. My suggestion is a song that's not really that new. It actually came out last year, but I just recently discovered it. It's a song called Jogging by an artist named Richard Dawson. A British guy, not to be confused with the Richard Dawson of Family Feud and Hogan's Heroes fame. This is a different Richard Dawson. Check out the song Jogging. It's really good. It's 7 minutes long. It sounds a little bit like a journal entry told from the point of view of kind of a sad sack guy who has taken up jogging to help with his mental health. But the song is much better than that. It's actually pretty funny. And there's a little bit of social commentary in there as well. And I think it's a song that fits in pretty well with the mood that we're in right now. Just the mood of anxiety and fear for the future. The song is Jogging. The artist is Richard Dawson. And I think it's fantastic. So give it a shot. See what you think. Thank you. Talk to you later. Bye.
Recently I've been struggling with anxiety. To the from my role as counselor at St. Cecilia's Secondary School. So I went back freelance as a graphic designer. Business is okay, but I miss working with the young folk. I know
there's like a whole story in there.
Wow. Yeah. That was like a John Prine song.
Yeah. There's something. So that is Richard Dawson, but not the Richard Dawson.
No.
It's a different,
different
guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. That kind of reminded me of Guided by Voices.
Yeah. Have that Guided by Voices feel. The other thing I kind of felt in it, Jim, was a little bit of Billy Bragg. Like he was telling a Billy Bragg type story with that music. That was really cool.
Yep. So there you go. So thank you for that, Mark. And that came out in 2019. But interestingly, the album by Richard Dawson was called 2020.
Hmm. Is that right? That's weird.
Yes. So it's there you weird. Go. Here's the next call.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. Party line people. Glad, sad, high. I think we've all been a combination of all those in 2020. But I was just hoping to call in to get in a pick for Best Music of June. But I'm going to kind of take a different track. I'm going to make a Best Music of June of 2019 pick. It's an album I somehow overlooked last year. And I think we all want to revisit June of 2019. Heck, you know, there was no virus or face mask to worry about. The Twins were in first place. I was fixing a lot of gloves for people playing baseball. The city of Minneapolis wasn't in a state of upheaval. So I want to revisit 2019 because somehow I missed this record, and I don't know how, because it checks all our boxes, my boxes. The name of the artist is Mittiel, Mittiel. And this record came out in June of 2019, like I said. And I checked the Rock in the Suburbs song list, expertly maintained by intern Sam, and there's been no mention of the artist Mittiel. I think she's talented as all get out. And when I heard this song called Keep the Change, I was immediately enamored. And I just think she is kind of a force of nature. The song Keep the Change, to me, it kind of has a almost a... kind of like a Walking on Sunshine vibe. I just play it over and over again. And the rest of the album is great, too. It would have been in my top five albums of 2019 if I would have heard it. And she has a lot of different styles of music. She all does expertly. There's kind of some Velvet Underground type songs, some almost spoken word type stuff. But she's great, and she has almost like a really cracked man behind her, too. So she's not just a solo artist. I think she's got a really great band behind her. But Mittiel, Keep the Change. Check it out. Check out the whole album called Satisfactory. All right, Jim and Patrick, thanks much. We'll see you on the other side.
Just what did I get into? A hero walking on this floor. I thought it started as a daydream, but I'm not dreaming anymore. And it's the expectation making or breaking, giving me a heart attack. And in a 20 years time, will it all be mine, or will I wish that I could take it all back? Hey, when I throw my weight, I never throw it crooked.
My time.
All right, that's really cool.
That was amazing. Lot of different things trying to cram into that tune. The hand claps came in there at the end.
Yep.
But wow. I mean, Jimmy just hit it the nail right on the head, man.
Good stuff. So that is Mateel, and the album was called Satisfactory. Two words.
What is it? M-I-T-T-E-L? Is that right?
M-A-T-T-I-E-L. So check that out. It had a little, he mentioned Velvet Underground. It had a little Patti Smith vibe to me.
Yeah, so. Totally.
I like that a lot. That was really cool. So thank you for that, Jimmy. Jimmy Linetti, fixing gloves there in the Twin Cities.
Totally, man. Living the life. And follow Jimmy on Twitter. I love those before and after glove picks, man. They're so good.
So great.
Yep.
Okay. One more call here and then a couple of emails. So let's get to the next call. Here we go.
Hey, what's up, Jim and Patrick? It's Marios from Pittsburgh. Hope you guys have been well. Had a new music recommendation that I had to chime in on. But before I do that, I just want to thank you both. With everything going on in the world, you guys have been such an oasis, like a happiness oasis. Even though you're not really ever, you don't really ever stray from socially conscious stuff. You always have the courage to do say something, but you are just such positive forces. The music just doesn't get any more diverse than what's on your show, and I just want to thank you for that. I think you deserve some commendation for that. So cheers to that. Back to the new music. I promised myself if I made it a full week of listening to this band and talking about this band to everybody I know that I would that I'd call in. And we're looking at an album that just came out about 2 weeks ago by a British band. It's from Manchester, the UK, and the album is called The Peculiar Smell of the Inevitable. And I'm so sorry if you already had mentioned this on your show. You can just disregard this album because this is very on brand for your show. But the band is called Chemtrails, and they say on their Twitter page, not to be confused with the conspiracy theory of the same name, which I think is fantastic. But they are fronted by a vocalist named Mia Lust, who plays guitar, her partner Laura Orlova, and then Ian Kane and Diane Velvet, which are some of the best names in rock and roll right now, and then Adrian Hammersley as well. But they are – a new album is like – I keep describing it like it's the lollipop that you see in souvenir shops that has like a dead scorpion in the middle of it. It's just every song is so cloyingly sweet. And then at the center of it, there's just this like kind of like a hornet's nest of irony and darkness and like just weird kind of like macabre stuff. The album cover is one of the best, I think, ever. I'm actually buying it today on, cause it's Bandcamp Day, where they, all the proceeds go to the band. So, that's going to be one of the ones I'm buying. Just for the cover art alone, but it's just, you know, great, great, great songwriting, great structures. The sound is incredible. Really kind of dirty guitars, garagey guitars. There's a little surf rock in there. There's definitely power pop, and just some of the best hooks. But yeah, like Jim, you mentioned it was a record last year. You said that it's not really going to change your life, but it will change your mood. And I think this is such a great candidate for that. There's nothing on here that's really earth-shattering. It's just really fun to listen to. It's really easy to listen to, I guess, for me. But it has this kind of buzz to it and this chaos and just fun, kind of like almost chaotic fun that I think is such a great sound for, like, where we are in the world right now, where we just, like, every day there's kind of this fresh hell for us to encounter. And I think this is like just such a great soundtrack for that. And I just am stunned that I have not heard of this band. They have some back catalog, not a ton. They're a relatively new band. And I'm really excited for this one. And I think they're going to get a lot of attention, and we're going to hear from the Chemtrails very frequently, I think. So cheers to you both again. Thanks. And yeah, check it out. The Peculiar Smell of the Inevitable by Chemtrails. All right. Cheers.
All right. Thanks, Marios, for that.
That was amazing, Jim. Not sure what kind of shops he goes to, but I haven't bought any lollipops with scorpions in the middle.
Yep.
Kind of weird.
Yep. So, all right. So I have this record up here. It is, let's see. Yeah, as you mentioned, The Peculiar Smell of the Inevitable came out in May of this year.
Of course.
And let's try Frightful in the Sunlight. How about that?
Sounds good.
Great stuff. The Chemtrails.
Loved it. Yeah, very propulsive, fantastically lyrical, too. Really nice.
That's great. I just want to let them know that we have a slot open at Suburbs Fest next
yes,
year in
that's
Rome,
right.
New York, if yep. the Chemtrails would like to get in
that's
on
right.
it.
Uh-huh. And they can play, you know, whenever, third day, fourth day, whatever.
There you go. Okay. No, that was great.
Really
appreciate it. Love it when we somebody turns us on to a new find.
And I love it when someone is someone is so passionate about a band.
Yep. So great.
You know, Marios is like, if I keep talking about it again, I have to call in. And he did. So we
yes, right.
That. Yep.
So passionate that it takes two calls for that. Okay. All right. Let me get through a couple of these emails that we got on
yep.
the same vein here. So let's see. We have... an email from Scott Oliver, who says, hello, guys. Great podcast. You dig into a lot of music that is never brought forward much, and it is heartening to listen to middle-aged guys who are still curious. I am, as of today, 62, and some of my favorite bands could be my kids. He then says, the Flying Nun programs with Nick Scalera are a prime example of what is great about what you do. To that end, I have been wanting to write to you about an artist who goes by the name Stutter Steps. Ben Harrison is the music programmer for the Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh. Thus, he has worked with Dean Wareham and others on musical projects related to Andy. While he is fairly obscure, indie pop bloggers love him. He is in the vein of Galaxy 500, Feelies, and of course, New Zealand heavenly pop hits. This is especially the case with his harmony partner, Cindy Yagmus, recalling the great harmony traditions of Dunedin. I write because I have just learned that he has a new album out, and while I have not heard it yet, I hope it is as good as his debut album and the subsequent Floored EP. Bandcamp has all three, but Spotify is spotty at the moment. This music is right up your alley. I suggest you give it a listen. So let's check this out. It's Stutter Steps.
Yeah.
And it sounds like I need to go to Bandcamp for this.
It's like new, undiscovered New Zealand music.
Okay.
Amazing.
No, he's not New Zealand. He's in Pittsburgh.
Right.
But he has this... he sounds like that, I guess, is my understanding. All right.
You said you're on the side of science. That's one thing that... can't rely on, and it's the one thing that...
Well, there you go. That's Stutter Steps. Did that remind you of Flying Nun type stuff?
No, totally. Yeah, totally. Absolutely. The harmonies, the sort of minor chords that were important to the melody. Really beautiful. Maybe I need to start listening to indie pop bloggers because that was really cool. Man, Scott, that was great.
Great stuff. Yeah, or you can just listen to Scott. He'll turn us on
seriously.
To this stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay, last thing, let me just power through this one here. This is an email from Stephen Yantz in Greensboro, North Carolina. I like that we're getting some different people here contributing.
Yeah,
this
totally. Really cool and, too. And let us know which suburb you rock, y'all, because we'd like to know where you live.
Well, Stephen here is in Greensboro, North Carolina. You know a lot about North Carolina.
I was in North Carolina the other day.
Yeah. He says, hi, guys. I'm a relatively new listener. I love your show, especially the recent Rest in Power Bill Withers tribute podcast. I'm submitting for your listening pleasure one of my favorite new bands of late, to me anyway, he says, Future Birds. I had the good fortune to see them in my little town of Greensboro a few months back, pre-COVID, and they killed it at the Blind Tiger. They're hailing from Athens, Georgia. Their newest badass album, Teamwork, is a great set of sing-along tracks for this unique time in human history, and I must admit that it has lifted me out of a lot of funk on several occasions these last couple months. Tunes like Crazy Boys kicks it off in a big sound way. Trippin' is also a nostalgic yet uplifting tune with an easy sound and raspy but solid vocals for sure. Broken Arm is a rollicking and building slide guitar laced with blastin' Teamwork vocals. Well, enough. I'll talk up every song on the album if I keep going. They're so damn good. I'm sure you know them already, but if by chance you don't, check them out and you're welcome. They are destined for greatness and they have a bright future for sure. Keep rocking the suburbs and thanks for continuing to turn me on to such great tunes. And that is Steven. So, Future Birds.
And Jim, I think we got to hear Broken Arm, because anytime anyone writes a song called Broken Arm, you got to listen to it.
That was really cool.
That was great stuff. Really fantastic. And one thing I really loved what Stephen wrote, Jim, was that it lifted him out of a funk on several occasions over the last couple months. I think that's so important. So anytime you can find something to lift you up a little bit is always good.
Yeah, totally. I get the same vibe from that song.
That's, totally, man.
That's great
stuff.
Yeah,
hell yeah. Crack a couple of Pabst Blue Ribbons, turn that up really loud. You'll be fine.
That's right. We'll get through this.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. Now, that's one of those bands that, like, if you had asked me, do I know this band? I would have said, no, I don't. But then when I went onto my Spotify, I noticed that I'm following them. So somewhere along the line, I got turned on to them, and then I kind of forgot, you know, because there's so many bands now that.
Well, that's part of it.
Keep
but
track.
At least you made a bookmark on it. You know, sometimes you hear about bands and you forget. right? You forget to put a follow on them or, you know,
yeah,
tag them or something like that.
Yeah, so cool. All right, so there you go. I think that was a good roundup of a lot of new music people have discovered. And jeez, I think we cleared those decks, right?
Yep.
All right, let's get out of here. Cool. We do have some more listener correspondence that we want to get to, but that
looks like it. Yeah.
Will be for another day, probably next week. So we will do that. And anything else, Patrick?
No, I think that was it. Thanks, everyone who takes the time to call in. We appreciate it. Really want you guys to sign up for our newsletter, though. Go to SilverSpy.com. Sign up. It's free. We put a lot of effort into it. And you get to meet the whole community, really, during that newsletter. So I think you guys are going Jawa.
Yep, do that. Okay, so SilverSpy.com. Click on newsletter. And that's all you got to do. It's free. Okay, let's get out of here. Let's move on to next week. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys later.
I recommend taking daily exercise. So I started jogging.
It's been 5 hours and 48 minutes, and we have a few more to go in our telethon.